sure what the whole story is yet. I haven't talked to the citizen who found them, but a police officer called me last night trying to reach out to shelters, looking for somewhere to take kittens that were found in a bag. Apparently, they were packed up in a box inside a bag.
Garbage bag in a box.
Yeah. This is lower north end Dartmouth. The main message I want to get out here is there's no need for abandonment, especially with baby kittens. There are multiple rescues across HRM and Nova Scotia that would be more than willing to take these kittens into a safe haven.
They're so helpless.
At that age, they can't even feed themselves. They can't even pee and poop on their own. They need to be stimulated. They can barely walk. So they would have met a horrible fate had someone not heard the kittens crying and went out to investigate. We did find the mother cat today. She presented herself in the neighborhood, walking around, meowing and crying for her kittens. And it was obvious that her teats were enlarged, that she was nursing. So the citizen wasn't able to catch her and get her inside, and they had to leave the house. They gave me their address. I went there. I brought a couple of the kittens with me, and I took them out of the carrier and made them cry. And after a little while, their voices made the mama cat come flying out of the bushes towards me.
Oh.
So I was able to safely get her into a carrier and bring her home and reunite her with her five kittens, where she seems quite relieved.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So what can we do to help?
Well, right now we gladly accept monetary donations towards veterinary bills. As I mentioned, we're well-stocked thanks to the generosity of donors that have been helping me all summer long. I have plenty of kitten food and formula for the moment, but we could always use monetary donations towards our veterinary bill. Because each cat or kitten that comes in represents about a $500 investment before I can get them ready for adoption.
And your number is easy to remember, 469-MEOW.
Meow.